Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Towne has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In high school sports around the area last night, in high school wrestling, it was Exira EHK downing West Central Valley 48-12. Woodward Granger beat Exira EHK 48-30. Also in a meet last night, Clarinda beat Red Oak 69-12. It was Clarinda over Southwest Valley 66-11. Clarinda beating St. Albert 75-3. Red Oak topping St. Albert 54-26. Red Oak over Southwest Valley 54-21. And Southwest Valley beating St. Albert 48-24. In a double duel last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Creston defeating Kemper Catholic 64-13. Creston over Lewis Central 40-25. And Lewis Central beating Kemper Catholic 55-18. Also last night, East Union topping West Central Valley 48-6. In high school basketball play last night, first in girls action from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Atlantic 76-36. Harlan with all five starters in double figures. Aaron Olson led Atlantic with 13 points last night. Glenwood beat Clarinda 53-41. Lewis Central over Creston 56-41. It was St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 63-40. Shenandoah beat Denison 52-44. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning topping Audubon 75-65. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 65-28. Trainer, a winner over AHST 66-23. Tri-Center over Griswold 73-35. Underwood beat Riverside 45-37. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Adair Casey, a winner over Peyton Sherdan, 49-32. Exira EHK beat West Harrison, 66-44. It was Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard, 51-49. Woodbine beat Bowyer Valley, 63-51. And Glidden Ralston over Charter Oak Ute, 58-41. Also around the region in high school girls hoops last night, Ballard over Carroll 73-18, Bedford beat Lenox 72-47, Abe Lincoln over Sioux City East 45-44, Des Moines Christian topping West Central Valley 60-39, Essex beat Sydney 46-39, Fremont Mills over South Page 70-27, Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 55-39, and it was Nottoway Valley over East Union 60-44. In boys high school basketball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Harlan over Atlantic 59-45. Glenwood beat Clarinda 82-70. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 46-34. Lewis Central beating Creston 52-41. Shenandoah topping Denison 63-56. Red Oak beat Thomas Jefferson 58-42. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Griswold edging Tri-Center 39-38. IKM Manning beat Audubon 64-38. Missouri Valley over Logan Magnolia 47-34. Trainer beat AHST 56-36. Underwood over Riverside 70-45. In Rolling Valley Conference boys play, Adair Casey topping Peyton Sherdan 57-43. West Harrison beating Exira EHK 72-65. Arweva beat Coon Rapids Bayard 42-38. Glidden Ralston over Charter Oak Ute 58-50, and Woodbine beat Bowyer Valley in overtime 67-65. Also in boys' hoops last night, Carroll over Ballard 76-69. Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City East 66-54. It was East Mills over Nishnabotna 62-42. Fremont Mills beat South Page 75-40. Mount Air over Southwest Valley 66-35. Nottoway Valley beat East Union 94-37. Panorama topping Ogden 73-61. Sydney beat Essex 45-28. And Van Meter over Guthrie Center 57-14. Iowa State broke away from a two-point halftime advantage as the ninth-ranked Cyclones beat number 7 Baylor 87-72 in Ames last night.
You know, our first half, we missed some assignments, and they just really hurt us on the glass. Second half, once we got that established, we were off and running. And that was my message to the guys at halftime was, you know, one, know who you're guarding and stay attached to their shooters. And two, if we can get the rebound, we're going to have all kinds of opportunities in transition. And that's what we did. And I thought our hands were as active as they've been all year.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says the Cyclones picked up the defensive intensity in the second half.
Forced 19 turnovers, which was very important. And then we outscored them, you know, a lot bigger team, obviously, by 21 in the paint. And, you know, it was just a very good effort by a lot of guys.
DeAndre Kane finished with 30 points, and Melvin Edgem added 18 as the Cyclones improved to 14-0.
You know, we're a rhythm team, and once we get that rhythm going, we're pretty good. And those guys feed off each other out there. You know, they love playing with each other. And it's, you know, once we get clicking, it's a fun team to watch, that's for sure.
Now, Cyclones are off now until Saturday when they'll head to Oklahoma to continue Big 12 conference play. Michigan State also won a top 10 matchup last night. Keith Appling drained a tie-breaking three-pointer with 29 seconds left in overtime to lead the fifth-ranked Spartans to a 72-68 victory over number 3 Ohio State. Appling finished with 20 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds as Michigan State improves to 14-1, despite blowing a 17-point lead in the second half. Elsewhere in the top 25, C.J. Fair scored 17 points, and number 2 Syracuse put together a 16-0 run in the second half in a 72-52 rout of Virginia Tech. Number 16 Duke whipped Georgia Tech 79-57, and Thomas Gibson scored 19 points, and Marcus Foster added 16, helping 25th-ranked Kansas State silence TCU 65-47, the Wildcats' 10th straight win. In a busy NBA slate last night, Cleveland beat Philadelphia 111-93, Indiana over Toronto 86-79, Washington beat Charlotte 97-83, New York over Detroit 89-85, Miami a winner over New Orleans 107-88, Golden State beat Milwaukee 101-80, Chicago topping Phoenix 92-87, San Antonio beat Memphis in overtime 110-108, Dallas over the LA Lakers 110-97, Denver clobbered Boston 129-98, Utah over Oklahoma City, 112-101, and Sacramento outscored Portland 123-119. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Islanders beat Toronto 5-3, Philadelphia in overtime 3-2 over New Jersey. It was Nashville topping San Jose 3-2, Tampa Bay beat Winnipeg 4-2, Phoenix over Calgary 6-0, St. Louis topping Edmonton 5-2, Anaheim beat Boston 5-2, Pittsburgh a shootout winner 5-4 over Vancouver, and Minnesota in a shootout 2-1 over Los Angeles. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, Missouri junior Henry Josie is leaving school early to enter the NFL draft, and so is Ball State junior receiver Willie Snead, along with Auburn sophomore left tackle Greg Robinson. Josie declared for the NFL draft 4 days after he was the offensive player of the game for the Tigers' Cotton Bowl victory over Oklahoma State. Josie ran for 3 touchdowns, including the go-ahead score against the Cowboys. Josie had 1,166 yards rushing this season while ranking 2nd in the SEC with 16 touchdowns. Snead made his decision after catching 106 passes for 1,516 yards and 15 touchdowns last season. Snead was a first-team All-Mid-American Conference selection and was a semifinalist for the Biletnikoff Award. Robinson was a first-team Associated Press All-SEC performer who helped block for 1,000-yard rushers Trey Mason and Nick Marshall on the nation's top rushing team. In NFL news, the Miami Dolphins will have a new general manager next season. Jeff Ireland is leaving after 6 seasons with the Dolphins, who have failed to reach the playoffs the past 5 years. Owner Stephen Ross said he and Ireland mutually agreed to part ways. Ireland has been unpopular with fans for several years, and a late-season collapse by the team last month left his job in jeopardy. And Saints coach Sean Payton says outside linebacker Paris Harrelson has been placed on injured reserve with a torn pectoral muscle. The injury occurred as Harrelson tackled receiver Jason Avant late in the first half of last Saturday's playoff game in Philadelphia. Harrelson started 8 games and otherwise played regularly in a reserve role, recording 30 tackles along with 3.5 sacks. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years' experience, let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.